This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 408 for Friday, May 24th. I'm Adam Pellicciotti. The ICE Futures canola market drifted lower on Friday due to negative sentiment in vegetable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all in the red. However, crude oil was up ahead of an OPEC meeting on June 2nd to discuss supply cuts. The Canadian Grain Commission reported 105,800 tons of canola exports during the week ended May 19th, raising the marketing year's total to 5.241 million tons, down 25% from 1 year ago. The Canadian dollar was up 1/4 of a U.S. cent compared to Thursday's close. Southern Manitoba will see up to 70 millimeters of rain in some areas, mostly on Friday, and tapering off on Saturday. The July canola contract was down $5.30 per ton at $666.70. In the U.S., corn was steady, soybeans were higher, and wheat was mixed. There will be no trading in U.S. markets for most of Monday due to Memorial Day. The southern U.S. Midwest will be drier over the next 6 days, while the central Midwest will be wetter. There will be rains across most of the region for the next few days after that. Ukraine has exported nearly 25.6 million tons of corn so far in the 2023-24 marketing year, according to the country's agricultural ministry. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported the Argentine corn harvest at 28% complete and left its production estimate unchanged at 46.5 million tons. The corn harvest in Brazil's southernmost state, Rio Grande do Sul, advanced 4 points at 92%, according to crop agency Emater, despite severe damage from heavy rains and flooding. South Korea purchased 137,000 tons of corn to be sourced from the U.S., South America, or South Africa. The July corn contract was up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $4.65. The soybean harvest in Rio Grande do Sul hit 91% completion, 6 points more than last week, but below the 97% historical average. Some beans have arrived at storage units with 30% humidity, which needs to be reduced to 14%. The International Grains Council estimated global soybean production for 2024-25 at 414 million tons, up 1 million from the previous month and up 23 million from last year. Stocks were raised 3 million tons at 78 million. The July soybean contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.48. The CGC reported Canadian wheat exports at 472,200 tons last week, bringing the marketing year total to 17.62 million, up 9.3% from last year. Ukraine has exported 16.9 million tons of wheat so far this marketing year. French soft wheat was rated 63% good to excellent, down 1 point from last week, and durum was rated at 64%, down 2 points, according to France Agrimaire. Taiwan is tendering for 96,850 tons of U.S. wheat. The July Chicago wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.97. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.21. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 9 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.53. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, May 24th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pellicciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.